Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. This program is sponsored by Every Dot Black Entrepreneurs Network. Our foundation scripture today comes from Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." The Storytelling Time program this week is the second story coming from the book Heaven Can't Wait, or Can It? The Fruition. It is from chapter 1 and is titled Planning the Trip, Part 2, Sandra's Excitement. Before we start with our story, listen to the following tips I gave on becoming an author that appeared in an earlier podcast. Before we start with our story today, I'd like to give some tips on becoming an author that I found on the internet. The title of this piece of advice is 11 Top Tips on Becoming an Author That Really Work. I'll review the first four of these tips on this podcast. The first tip is to pick a writing skill to improve, like improving grammar, for example. The more sentences you write, the stronger your command of the language will become. Number two, write more stories. Every author should try writing a short story at some point. A short story won't take months to write, even if you never publish it. Consider it a type of writing practice that improves your storytelling skills. Number three, don't let perfectionism halt your writing career. In other words, don't worry about criticism. And finally, number four, act like a successful writer. Two keys to writing like a professional is to, one, write every day and not just when you are inspired, and two, commit to reaching a certain word count each day. We will continue to give more tips from this article on the next podcast. We'll be right back with our story in a minute. Welcome back. Gates and Courtney, as well as Maggie and Fred, had a new sense of purpose over the next several months. Both couples worked on planning for the cruise and notifying the others who would be going with them. Maggie knew other members of the group would be equally excited about the trip. Maggie could not wait to tell Sandra about her plans. She was sure Sandra would be willing to come. Soon after Fred and Maggie had returned home from their Sunday evening outing with the Manleys, Maggie said to her husband, "Let me give Sandra a call to tell her about our plans, Fred." "Okay, but make sure you give her all the details she needs in order to make a good decision," Fred replied. Before Maggie had a chance to talk to Sandra, she gave Gates a call to get more information about the trip.
Hello?
Hello, Gates. I'm glad I was able to get you.
Oh, hello, Maggie. Yeah, it's difficult to get in touch with me sometimes because of all the meetings I have. But I'm actually glad you called, because I forgot to ask you a question when you and Fred were here. And that question is, where is this college roommate of yours located?
Katie lives with her son in New York, Gates.
Didn't you have another roommate?
Yeah, but we never got along that well. And I heard she moved to California, somewhere in the Bay Area. We really haven't kept touch since we graduated. But lately, she's been sending me greeting cards at Christmas time. And I don't know what that's all about.
Okay. But anyway, The roommate you kept up with is in New York.
That's right, Gates. She's been living in New York City now for quite some time.
Well, let me go ahead and tell you. That's where we're leaving from, the port of New York. Now, how about that, Maggie?
That's great, Gates.
Yeah, everything is really falling into place. Before our ship leaves out of New York Harbor, we could pick up your college roommate, then board the ship. It'll be pretty convenient.
Yeah, Gates. Maybe we'll be able to spend a little time with her before we board.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Maggie. I know we'll be there one day before we board, so we'll be able to spend time with your roommate. Yeah, we could spend some time that afternoon and night before we board the ship later the next day. You know we don't board until late Tuesday. I think it's 4 p.m. boarding time.
Well, that certainly sounds like a plan. I can talk to Katie about the details. She's very familiar with the city, so we can spend some time having fun in the Big Apple before we board.
Yeah, let's have some fun in the city before we cruise to Bermuda, Maggie.
I agree with that. I'm ready to have some fun. You know, Gates, I'm so excited. I'll give Sandra a call to tell her about our plans for the cruise. And like I said, I'll touch bases with my college roommate, too.
Sounds good to me, Maggie. By the way, I forgot to ask you the reason why you called.
Oh, Gates, I'm so excited that we're going to Bermuda that I can't remember the reason why I called. Let me get off this phone and call Sandra and give her the news. Bye.
Bye, Maggie.
Fred, who was listening to the conversation, asked his wife, "Hey, Meg, I heard you tell Gates you don't even remember what you called him for. You must really be excited, especially for Sandra, with her having the opportunity to go back to Bermuda." Then Maggie replied, "Yeah, Fred, I did forget the reason I was calling Gates. But I'm so anxious to call Sandra to give her the news of our going to Bermuda on this trip. You and I know how much that trip meant to her when she went on her own. I mean, she was at death's door, for goodness sake. So let me go ahead and call her." So Maggie did give Sandra a call. She said to herself, "I sure hope she's in."
Hello?
Hello, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, Maggie. It's good hearing from you. And how are you?
I'm fine, Sandra. Listen, before you say much of anything, I have some good news for you. I think it's something that you won't be able to refuse. It's something really wonderful. Sandra, I was so excited about it myself. You know...
Oh, come on now. Come on, Maggie. Please don't tease me. What is it?
Okay. I'll tell you. You know, Sandra, Gates and Courtney were over to our house to have dinner as they often do on Sunday evenings. Well, this time as we were playing bingo, Gates invited us to come along with them on a cruise that his hotel chain is putting on for couples. So this...
I don't mean to interrupt you, Maggie, but how does that involve me? Don't get me wrong. I'm very excited. Excited for you, Maggie. You know how much I told you I enjoyed my trip to Bermuda when I went there the other summer. Of course, at that time, I flew and didn't have the luxury of taking my time on a cruise like you and Fred are going to do. I know you'll have fun.
Okay, Sandra. Now that you've finished your little speech... Can I continue?
Sorry. You go ahead, Maggie.
Okay. Let me try this again. I just want to tell you that it's not just me and Fred who Gates invited to come along with him. It was two other couples, too. And...
Okay, I get it. But that leaves me out again, Maggie. I forgot to mention that you said the cruise was for couples only, as you know, I am a single woman?
I know you're single, Sandra, and I do recall saying that it's for couples only. But, just hear me out on this. And I don't think you understand, Sandra, but I think you will understand if I can tell you this without being interrupted.
Oh, sorry. I won't interrupt again, I promise.
Okay then, Sandra. But as I was saying, I invited you to come along with us, and Gates approved. And before you interrupt me again, let me explain.
Oh, Maggie, you're making me feel guilty. Guilty about interrupting you.
But you did interrupt me, Sandra. Again. And it's been several times, I might add.
Okay, Maggie, go ahead and finish what you were saying. Like I said, I won't interrupt you again.
Okay, then. And I was just kidding. I don't mean to make you feel guilty. But anyway, I mentioned to Gates that you and your friend Aaron, together with my old college roommate Katie and her teenage son, could make up the two other couples. Now, before you respond, just let me also say that all expenses are taken care of. Now, how does that sound to you?
Well, that sounds great, Maggie. Yeah. I'm now getting it. I'm going on a cruise. Oh, Maggie, I'm so excited. And I'm sorry I kept interrupting you, but what you were saying sounded so good. I just couldn't believe that it was true. But it is true, right?
It is, Sandra.
I mean, I'm going on a cruise. Oh, my, I'm going on a cruise. Like I said, Maggie, I'm lost for words and so excited.
Well, I certainly tell that you are excited, Sandra.
Okay. Okay, sorry to be carrying on like this, but where will we be cruising to?
We're going to Bermuda. Yeah, we're cruising to Bermuda.
Wait a minute. You're telling me we're going to Bermuda? To Bermuda? We're going cruising to Bermuda? I can't believe it. That's just too good to be true, Maggie.
Well, it is true, Sandra. And I feel so happy for you. Going back to a place I'm sure is very special for you. I mean, that's where you had that life-changing experience with that friend of yours, Aaron. I know how special it is for you to be going back.
Yes, Maggie. Aaron took good care of me while I was there, and it was a very special experience. It's a place I'll never forget. You know, I found myself there at Aaron's resort, both physically and spiritually. And Aaron was the reason for it. Oh, thank you, Maggie, for making my dream of seeing her again someday come true.
After that statement of gratitude, Sandra became completely overwhelmed by what she had heard and was speechless for a few seconds right there on the phone. Maggie immediately wondered if her friend was okay. Are you still there, Sandra? Are you all right?
Oh, yes. I'm still here, Maggie. Don't worry. I'm fine. I'm just overwhelmed by what you are telling me. You mean I'm going back to Bermuda on a cruise with you and your friends. I can hardly believe what you're telling me, Maggie.
Well, believe it, Sandra. Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you. You're going back to Bermuda.
Yes, yes, yes. I do believe it now, Maggie. I'm going back to Bermuda. I know I'm repeating myself, Maggie, but again, I can hardly believe it. Maggie, I'm filled with so much emotion right now, I don't think I can contain it. To be going back to Bermuda? After the time I had there with Aaron? This is too much. Listen, Maggie, we'll be talking about this more as the time for our departure approaches.
Okay, Sandra. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. Sandra was so excited about Maggie telling her she was going on a cruise, but she forgot to ask her an important question. Before they ended their conversation, she asked,
"Let me ask you this now. When is the cruise scheduled to depart?"
After hearing Sandra's excitement, Maggie replied, "It will depart during the first week of June this coming summer."
Maggie, that's great because I had enrolled in a business course at the local technical college, but that won't start until later in the summer Oh, I can't wait to contact my friend Erin in Bermuda and let her know I'm coming to see her again, and this time with some friends of mine.
That is great, Sandra, because I was going to ask you to call her to see if she was agreeable to all of us coming.
Don't worry about that. I'll talk to Erin. And even if she's cool to the idea, I'll convince her to say yes to everything. But I really don't think I'll have to do that. She'll probably be as excited as I am. Anyway, thank you so much, Maggie. But right now, I have to go to work, and I'll be talking with you later.
Okay, Sandra. I knew you'd be excited about it. With those parting words, the conversation between Maggie and Sandra ended. Sandra was so excited about her trip back to Bermuda that she gave Erin a call immediately following talking with Maggie. It didn't matter that she'd be a little late for work. Hello?
Hello, Erin. It's me, Sandra.
Oh, hello, Sandra. I didn't expect to hear from you so soon.
Well, Erin, it's nice talking to you again. And the reason I am calling you now is to tell you that I'm coming to Bermuda, like, in a few weeks.
What? You're coming back here, Sandra? To Bermuda? In just a few weeks? That's wonderful.
Yeah, Erin, and it'll actually be the first week in June, so you'll have time to prepare for us.
Sandra, you say us. You mean you're not coming alone?
Yes, Erin. I won't be alone this time. I'll be coming with my friends from here in Detroit and the Chicago areas. I'm so excited, Erin, to see you again after what we've experienced before at your resort, and to experience it with my friends. I can't wait.
Well, Sandra, I'm excited along with you. Just keep me informed about the specific time you all will arrive.
Okay, Erin, I will do that. Well, let me go, and we'll be talking again soon, and I'll be so happy to see you again.
Oh, I'm so excited, too, Sandra. And I'll be so happy to see you again, as well as with all your friends being with you. And remember, I share your excitement. Bye now.
I'm excited too, Erin. Bye.
As the phone conversation between the two women had ended, Sandra could only think about how much Erin had done for her during her time spent on the island. She remembered it as though it was only yesterday. Erin had encouraged her to look for specific signs that God was speaking to her. With her limited spiritual knowledge at the time, it wasn't easy for her to fully comprehend such spiritual insights. Sandra realized that she was in a desperate situation, both having to overcome a serious car accident as well as being diagnosed with a terminal illness. When Maggie told Sandra of the invitation to travel with the group to Bermuda, she naturally felt excited. As far as the accident was concerned, it came during a time when Sandra was intending to do something surely God would not have approved of, and that was getting involved with another woman's husband. Yes, Sandra was on her way to see Fred, who was attending a conference in Minneapolis. She had found a way to be there to see him, hoping for a romantic rendezvous. But thank God, she had come to her senses. She had seen the light, largely as a result of the accident, and thanks to Erin's advice. Sandra had received some godly wisdom during her time at Erin's resort in Bermuda. She ended up using that advice long after she had left the island. It was as if God knew that she needed what she got, wise counsel from someone who believed that God can turn any situation, any problem, around. Erin had helped Sandra deal with two storms in her life, her diagnosed illness and her recovery and rehabilitation from the car accident. Sandra had received wisdom from Erin as the storm of nature came and went on the islands, providing a starlit sky that was critical in her renewal. After that sign was revealed to her, Sandra knew that she would overcome her personal storms, thanks to Aaron's advice. But Aaron would be the first to say that it really wasn't by her efforts that Sandra overcame the difficulties she had. It was by the intervention of the Holy Spirit in her life during that time. And now Sandra would have a chance for her friends to experience a place that was a pivotal turning point in her life, to turn her life around. And it did. She saw it as an opportunity to share a newfound faith, a faith that can move mountains. Well, that's all for today. In closing, I'd like to say, and would like you to remember, that whatever you may be going through, whether good or bad, just keep in mind that there's always more good things coming your way. We'll see you the next time.